It's time for the Daily Power Play.
And the score! A power play goal for the Predators.
Covering the Predators and the NHL.
With a shot that stopped by Searles.
Now on Chase and Michelle.
Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, the reporter Nick Kieser with you. We say hello to Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. And Greg, oh man, is this wild card race in the West fun? I am ready. I'm ready for the playoffs, but I think we're seeing playoff hockey already. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. We've been doing these conversations for most of the season, and I cannot believe this late in the season we are talking about this incarnation of the Nashville Predators being in a wild card race. It is nuts to me. I mean, all of the big bold-faced names missing from the lineup, the selling off at the trade deadline, the fact that the West has been so competitive and those teams seem to be moving up when the Predators are moving down. Man, it is astounding that we're in this part of the season still talking about the Predators being in playoff contention. I thought they'd have to, like, increase the number of playoff teams mid-season for Nashville to be in this conversation, but here we are.
Well, and on top of that, I mean, think about this. If I had come to you and at the beginning of the season said, hey, Greg, I just got back from the future, and on April 6th, the Predators, without Roman Josi, without Philip Forsberg, they've traded Matthias Ekholm, Mikael Granlund, Nino Niederreiter, and a few other things. They have a ton of other injuries, and they're playing rookies. They're 3 points out of a playoff spot. You would have looked at me going, like, you've been at Tootsie's.
Yeah, or that DeLorean scrambled your brain when you hit the capacitor because something's going on. Yeah, it's a remarkable story. And again, like, think about all of the levels of unlikeliness that have had to happen for them to be in this position. Beating the Boston Bruins, something that not a lot of teams have done this season at all. Winning that game against Vegas with Lekkonen in goal as Soros gets a break. Like, it's incredible these little moments along the way that have sustained them. On top of, like you said, the heroes being your Tommy Novaks and your Cody Glasses of the world, while, you know, they're waiting for Roman Josi to hopefully get back in the lineup at some time in the near future. It's just been a great run and a fun one. And, you know, we've talked in the past about how important it is to give young players this opportunity to not only carry the torch in the way that a lot of them have down the stretch, but also just get a taste of what it feels like to be in a playoff race. It helps immeasurably. And these, you know, these games coming up against teams that they're chasing in the wild card race, I think are going to be just that situation you wanted.
Well, and I don't want to put a ton of pressure on them because they're, you know, they beat Boston, but now they're playing one of the other top teams in the league in Carolina tonight. And look, Carolina's got, you know, stuff to play for. They're trying to win that division and put themselves in a good spot. But if they can somehow find a way to even just get a point out of this one tonight, I think it adds to the intrigue of this weekend when the Predators play both Calgary and Winnipeg head to head.
I love the idea of getting a point out of that game because that might be where the bar is set considering how good Carolina is and how much they still have to play for, like you said. I think they'd much prefer to see one of those wild card teams in the Eastern Conference versus having to play, say, the New York Rangers in the first round if the Devils end up catching them. But, you know, the interesting thing about this is having those two games, the Jets and the Flames, coming up, which is just great. But the other thing that's really interesting about it is the math, because they do have a disadvantage if this thing does end up in a numerical tie in points with the teams that they're chasing as far as, you know, non shootout wins. So it's kind of almost better to keep this thing at an odd number if we're being honest, because the tiebreaker does them no favors. But the bottom line is that just keep winning, right? I mean, I think you're correct in saying that while every game feels like it's a must win, the one tonight is probably a little less must win than the ones coming up.
Greg Wyshynski from ESPN on with us. Greg, when you take a look at this team right now, we've talked about all of the young guys making such an impact. Cody Glass, Tommy Novak, Luke Evangelista. I almost said Yusuf Parsonen, and he's hurt. How much do you credit Carl Taylor in Milwaukee on him being able to develop these guys and then being able to transition to the NHL? And then how much do you also credit John Hines this last month?
Yeah, Hines has done a great job. I mean, keeping this team motivated after, like we said, a moment in which it felt like they were waving the white flag as an organization with a bit of a trade deadline sell-off with you know, Ekholm and Janot both finding new homes. So to have him kind of, you know, give, well, in some cases, give the opportunity to the younger players because he had to from an injury standpoint, but putting faith in them in big spots has been great. And you're right about the American Hockey League angle of this, too. I mean, you think about Novak coming up, I guess it was in December, and then ending up being around, like, you know, third or fourth in points on this team.
Yeah.
And just making an incredible impact. And goodness, like, two of the biggest wins they've had in this stretch were Tommy Novak games, as far as him being a multiple-point guy in those games. So, like, yeah, the work done in Milwaukee to prep these players for the National Hockey League and have them ready for these big situations can't be stressed enough.
We talk a lot about now, you know, when some of these veteran guys get healthy, how they're going to have a lot of different options. And especially since guys like Tommy Novak, who you just mentioned, Cody Glass, they've proven that they can play that center position. How do you view Ryan Johansson when he does get healthy and back on this roster? Do you think he could be a potential option for a buyout for the Nashville Predators?
Yeah, I'd have to check the numbers on what the money would lingering on the cap would look like in that situation. And obviously, you know, like we've talked about in the past, they were both looking, you know, checking their options on both Johansson and Duchesne in recent years as far as trying to move off those contracts. So it's, yeah, I mean, I think as you see this team kind of transition into whatever they're going to be next, under obviously a new general manager, that's always going to be something on the table. But like you said, it's good to have options. And more importantly than anything else, for a franchise that kind of looked like they built a roster that had a very distinct expiration date as a contender, to now have a little bit of juice and a little bit of hope for the future has got to feel good for the Predators these days.
Greg Ushinsky is with us from ESPN. When you look at teams that are in what I believe to be a transition, I kind of look at the Washington Capitals, who've officially been eliminated, and I'm intrigued by them because Alex Ovechkin is always intriguing. And two, their head coach is Peter Laviolette. Now, I believe he's on a 3-year contract, and this is the last year of his deal. Do you think they could make a change there, and how do you view the Capitals moving forward?
I think they could, only because of the contract situation there. And, you know, he's had a really nice run, I think, in Washington, that clearly they might look for a cheaper, maybe younger, maybe different voice behind the bench for a team that's going to look a lot different next season. So two things about the Capitals. The first off is that they had a absolute ton of unrestricted free agents set to be off their contracts this summer. They traded some of them at the deadline. They re-signed some of them at the deadline, which was kind of a surprise in some situations. They still have a lot of cap room with which they can play. There's been a lot of talk around the organization of maybe this being the end of the run for them and Evgeny Kuznetsov and maybe trying to move him and his contract off the cap. So the bottom line is that this is going to be a different-looking Capitals team in a lot of ways next season. But the important thing is it's not going to be a team that will exist just to service Alex Ovechkin and his chase of Wayne Gretzky's record. I spoke with Ted Leonsis at the NHL Board of Governors meetings late last year, and we discussed this idea of what are the Capitals going to look like as Ovechkin reaches the sunset of his career. And part of the reason Ovi re-signed with Washington was this kind of pact that he made with Leonsis, where the Capitals will remain a competitive team seeking to win a championship, and Ovechkin will dedicate himself to being as good as he possibly can be every season and not resign himself to just trying to, you know, pad his goal stats. So expect this team to try to build another contender, even though, you know, as we get to a point where all these guys, Carlson, Backstrom, Ovechkin, are getting older, they still want to contend while Ovechkin's on the roster.
It's going to be interesting to see. All right, real quick, I have to ask you, what'd you think of WrestleMania?
It was a great 2 days with kind of a bummer of an ending, but some amazing matches. And just the idea of it becoming this 2-day spectacle where it doesn't feel bloated, where you're satisfied with everything that goes on. It's great. But I got to tell you, man, like, a bit overshadowed with what happened behind the scenes with WWE now being combined with UFC into one big organization and Vince apparently back at the helm. It's really strange times. I feel like there's been a lot of euphoria around that product in the last few months that maybe has been a bit undercut with the recent news away from the ring.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Vince always finds a way, it seems. Greg, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the conversation. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Greg.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
See ya. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, joins us every Thursday at 9:45. We'll talk about tonight's game against Carolina a little bit more and the Predators getting some help last night. We'll do that here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.